Honolulu Civil Beat's reality check segment today is on the trail of former House Speaker Calvin Tsai. He's said to be eyeing a seat on the Honolulu City Council. Reporter Blaise Lovell joins us live this morning. Good morning.
Hey, Catherine.
So you found out about this on the Coconut Wireless, huh?
Yep, and it's not just the Coconut Wireless. It's really going across the airwaves through lots of people in local politics and in the House, and we caught wind of it. And, you know, this is going to be a pretty important, you know, race, not just for the House seat that will now be empty, but it's also going to be part of determining what the new city council will look like. We've got a new mayor coming in. There's going to be 5 open seats on that council, and that's going to be a real interesting race to watch.
It's funny because I think the last time I interviewed him out in the field, it was out in his district, and it had to do with monster homes. So obviously, you know, he's concerned about the issues in that community that he represents, but particularly how it can be regulated through the city side.
Mm-hmm. And maybe that is why he wants to retire from his seat in the House and go into council. You know, since he lost the House Speaker position in 2012, Tsai's power has kind of eroded. You know, he used to lead the chamber, but since the group, we call them the dissidents, those are led by the current House Speaker, Scott Psyche, took power, you could kind of see how he has faded away over the years. But he might find some newfound success in the council. You know, a lot of folks in politics here regard him, they call it a retail politician, but really he's a guy that has a good ground game. He goes to all the neighborhood board meetings. He goes door-to-door to folks talking about problems. And I've heard from a lot of people I spoke to yesterday that a lot of the problems in his district in Palolo, in St. Louis Heights, they're really city issues and not necessarily state issues. Things like infrastructure, things like you mentioned, monster homes and housing. Things like crime in the district. Those are things they could all focus on as a city councilman.
He's yet to formally announce, though, right?
Yes, he's basically done everything but formally say that he is a candidate for that city council office. But a lot of people in the know that he's not going to run for his House seat again.
Right, so who is he potentially up against if he runs for council?
So in the council, he's probably the most experienced politician. The other two we have, a guy named Dan Watase. He led community opposition to that big Alawai Canal flood control project. The other is Phil Lee. He's a former staffer to Councilman Tom Berg. But, you know, Tsai spent almost his entire political career in the House, almost 40-something years. So he's got the experience. People think that he's going to make a really good run for that seat. Go ahead.
No, I have interviewed Dave Watase, on the Alawai flood project. That's, I think, you know, how his name is out there because of that issue.
Mm-hmm. And as for the folks running for Tsai's probably open seat, you know, a lot of them are, well, all of them are newcomers to politics here, but they're not necessarily political newbies. You know, Becky Gardner, she was a legislative lawyer. Rich Turbin, he's a trial lawyer. Jay Ishibashi worked in the county, worked in the mayor's office, now in industrial relations. And Jackson Sayama, the youngest candidate, but also not a newbie. He interned in Senator Schatz's office, and he's now at Island Holdings, Colbert Matsumoto's company. So these are all folks that are really plugged in. So it's going to be really interesting to watch this seat for Palolo.
I know you had mentioned Richard Turbin. I think he tried for city council for East Honolulu, but it's his son, Derek, right, that's running?
Yes, sorry. Derek Turbin, his son, is running, also a trial lawyer.
Right, so some newbies to politics, folks to watch. I guess it's just going to boil down to see who gets out there and goes pounding the pavement and goes door to door.
Right, it's going to also be interesting to see what kind of support these folks get. Now, we looked at their most recent campaign spending donations. They haven't gotten much, but it's a long road to the elections, Catherine, and we know there's going to be lots of time to drum up some support for their campaigns.
Yeah, I was looking at your story online and saw the comments, and I know the issue of where Calvin Tsai really lives is still dogging him, even after all these years.
Right, that's something he fought off before, and I wouldn't be surprised if someone brings it up again, especially since folks are already bringing it up already.
Right. All right, well, thanks so much, Blaise.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was reporter Blaise Lovell with today's reality check. Read his story online at civilbeat.org.